Hi and welcome to our podcast.
My name is Martina and this is my friend Patricia.
Today we're going to talk about John Wilney Gracely, mostly known as the Killer Clown.
The crime that I want to talk about is when John Wayne Gacy murdered 15-year-old male teenagers after sexually abusing them. I chose this because it sounds interesting. A lot of people are scared of clowns. Maybe this crime started it all.
Yeah, you're right. And there's a lot of people involved in this crime. But the one person we know a lot about is Donald Voorhees. Donald had to work around Gracie's house. That was an odd job. What do you think that made John or Gracie start everything?
Maybe because he got abused by his father and still look at him. You never know, maybe he got amazed by what he did. I really don't know. I think he started with one boy, got scared. Then the second time, he enjoys it. Some people think like that or something else, I don't know.
Interesting theory. I think that he got like this because of his childhood and that he learned by his father. But how the most people know it is that when he got sexually in bed with a dead teenager.
Oh my god.
I can still not get that off my mind.
Yeah, me too.
He did that when he worked at some sort of cell, place that sells coffins. And after that, he got scared of seeing teenagers, especially male teenagers.
Okay, but how did everything start?
Everything started when John was 4 years old. He got abused by his father, who was an alcoholic, and admired him, and constantly seeked his approval. But John's father always told him that he was stupid, that he acted like a girl, and that he was a disgrace to the family. So maybe the hate in his heart was stronger than his love to the people.
Yeah, but when John was 7 years old, he got bullied by a cousin in the family. But he never told his parents about it because he had fear of his father because he will find out that it's his fault. And that would get a series of punishments. It seems that he haven't had a great childhood, not with his family or friends. So what do you think, Patricia?
I think that he followed his father's footsteps, but in a different way. Yeah. Because no people, especially in his age, like be this serial killer or like he's sexually abusing them. So I think his father is one of the reasons that he became like this. But why did he start sexually abusing and killing people?
What I know is that he got in a coffin and had sex with dead body of a teenage boy that the list of the day.
Oh my god, that's so crazy. What's wrong with him?
I don't know, really.
I think that he has some mental ill or something because no people would ever do like that.
Yeah, and after that, he was confused with what he did with the body and called his mother the following day. And after all of that, he had a normal life until he made a basement into a hangout as a way to attract teenagers.
Okay, but was he attracted to teenagers? Because what I know is that he had a wife. And my main question is that did he like girls or boys, or did he want to invite girl or boys?
Yeah. What I know or what I think is that he liked boys and he was gay, so I think he just invited boys without girls. Teenager boys. So yeah, maybe because he was gay.
Mm-hmm. That's a great answer, but what I have read is that he told them, "Oh, I have free alcohol and pornography. You wanna watch? Come here, it's all free." And then after, he would take sexual advantage of some of the boys after they get intoxicated and put them in sort of room that then he had sex with.
Mm-hmm. But his first arrest was about his worker, Donald Voorhees, that told his father about everything that he saw, but got paid by Gacy to not tell anyone. And after he told his father, he reported the crime. Then Gacy was then arrested and charged with having oral sex with teenagers.
I can still not get that out of my mind.
And his defense to himself was that Voorhees' father lied and was trying to sabotage his job. And after he got arrested, Gacy paid a 18-year-old Russell $300 to beat up the teenager and to warn him against showing up in court.
That's a really bad idea, because what I have should done, and that what he did, is that he directly got to his family and told it, so they can then arrest him. And that's what they did. So now Gacy, or John, yeah, that they call him, is 10 years in jail.
Just 10 years?
I don't know, maybe more. But yeah, that's what the legend says.
Yeah.
This is his first arrest. But what is his first kill?
The story is when Timothy McCoy was 16 years old. He was planning on sleeping at the bus terminal in Chicago. But his next bus wasn't scheduled until the following day. But when Gacy saw him, he told him to give him a tour of the city and let McCoy sleep at his house. When Gacy woke up and saw McCoy standing with a knife at his bedroom door, that's when Gacy thought he would kill him. Gacy tried to take the knife and got control of it. Then Gacy stabbed the teen to death.
Ooh, that's very cool. But why didn't he even have a knife in his hand?
I really don't know, but his first kill ended like this, or like that, yeah.
Okay, but what is the whole... So what do you think about the whole story about Gacy?
I really don't know what to say about this shit, because he killed many innocent people that didn't do anything to him, or like they didn't hurt him. So I don't know what to say. I just feel bad, and I'm sorry for the people who he murdered.
Yeah, okay. But if this is the first arrest and first kill, then there's many, many more problems.
Yeah.
Because he's a serial killer.
Yeah.
That means he killed and got arrested many more times. What do you think?
I really don't know, because I don't know what to say. Like, he don't feel bad for these people who he killed or murdered. I really don't know. I'm wondering how many people he killed or murdered.
He's a serial killer, so I think he murdered a couple hundred, yeah, or just 100. But I don't think he had this feeling, because what his father did, he'd be like, I had this feeling when I was a teenager or a kid. Now they would have the same feeling.
But didn't his wife know about everything he did, or yeah?
Oh yeah, that's when, yeah, now you remind me. He married two times. He was married two times.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why. Because
maybe his first wife knew about all this shit and then left him. So maybe.
Yeah, but if I was her, I should tell the police. So maybe, yeah, she didn't knew.
But wait, didn't he have any children?
I don't think so, because if he had children, he would do the same thing as he did with the teenagers, maybe to his child.
Yeah. And maybe his wife was helping him, because if she knew, why didn't she tell the police? Maybe she was helping him to have fun.
I don't think that, because if she knew, her man would take sexually advantage of teenage boys.
Not girls too, yeah.
Exactly, like, is he gay? Maybe he's bisexual, because he likes both men and women.
Yeah, but if he likes girls, why didn't he do the same thing with girls, just with boys? So maybe, I don't know, maybe he was gay. And
yeah.
Thanks for the time.
I hope everyone enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you have a great day. Give me an A, please!